When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Do you know what I use to record these podcasts? It's Anchor by Spotify. It's the easiest way to make a podcast with everything you need all in one place. Let me explain. Anchor has tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or a computer. It's all really, really easy. It's all really intuitive. When hosting on Anchor, you can distribute your podcast on listening platforms like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and more. It's everything you need to make a podcast. Good morning. Welcome to Breakfast with Kent for Thursday, July 15th, 2021. We're brought to you, as always, by the great people at Today's Dentistry. Dr. Mike O'Neill, the best dentist there's ever been. Been my only dentist the last 28 years. Give him a call. Make an appointment. Do it today. 317-849-2933 is the number. Let's talk about sports, shall we? The Indiana Pacers are going to be on the clock 2 weeks from tonight. The NBA draft is going to be held 2 weeks from tonight. And there are reports that Kevin Pritchard and the Pacers are engaged in talks to deal the 13th overall pick for a veteran who can bring immediate firepower to the offense and another body on defense. And I don't like this at all. And one of the guys who's been mentioned as a target of the Indiana Pacers for that 13th overall pick is Eric Gordon. This would be a terrible deal. With Eric Gordon this past year, and I love Eric Gordon. Eric Gordon, part of the best high school class of high school basketball players in 2007 in the history of Indiana high school basketball. Anyway, Eric Gordon last year played 27 out of 72 games. Over the last 4 years, he's hit roughly 34% from beyond the arc. He has always had injury issues, whether it was his back, his wrist, whatever it's been. He's had injury issues. And so, dealing the 13th overall pick, what you wind up getting back is a guy whose present value is in decline. And what you're giving up in the 13th overall pick is potentially an all-star. We've mentioned this over and over again. 2014, Zach LaVine, the 13th overall pick. In 2015, Devin Booker. Did you watch a game last night? 42 points for Devin Booker for the Phoenix Suns. In 2017, Donovan Mitchell goes to the Utah Jazz. He averaged 20 straight out of the gate as a rookie, and now he's one of the best players in the NBA. At 13, you can go get an all-star. Eric Gordon has never been an all-star. He's not going to be an all-star. You are dealing downward in present value to get Eric Gordon, and you're losing entirely in the future value game because Eric Gordon in 4 years is not going to be in the NBA. And in 4 years, if you scout correctly and you choose correctly, that guy who is chosen at 13 overall could be an all-star, one of the best in the game. That'd be crazy. If you want to move up, move up. I think you can get a great player at 13. Somebody's going to fall to 13 who could wind up being an all-star. It's up to the scouts, up to Kevin Pritchard, up to Chad Buchanan, up to Rick Carlisle to figure out how to use best that 13th overall pick. It's not about this coming year, although it is. There's some of that. It is about the next year and the next year and the next year. That's what you have to do. It's up to the current players to go out and win and the current coach to go out and win. It's up to the general manager to put together a roster that's going to be able to win this year and in the future. You got to have an eye toward the future. And we all know that Kevin Pritchard, his seat's a little bit hot, but it's not time to muck the hand and start dealing in the present rather than dealing for the future. We saw what happened with Jim Henry with the Chicago Cubs. We saw what happened with Ryan Grigson with the Indianapolis Colts when he went all in on that 2015 season. What happened to that roster and what happened to the competitiveness of that Colts team? You know what? It all fell apart, and it probably accelerated the clock on Ryan Grigson's tenure with the Indianapolis Colts. Use the 13th pick. Use it wisely. go get the all-star who always exists at number 13 or below. It's that easy. Sure it is. Pacers, they've got a pre-draft workout today, but it's not guys that they're going to take with the 13th overall pick. One thing that you got to kind of keep an eye on is they keep bringing guys in who are projected to be taken in the 20s, and the Rockets have two picks in the 20s. So if the Pacers are talking to the Rockets about Gordon and one of those picks in the 20s, I think they've got 23 and 24. You know what? It kind of makes a little sense. Yeah, they brought in Kai Jones and they brought in Moses Moody, but they're also bringing in some other guys who project in the 20s, and that makes me a little bit nervous because we know what you get in the 20s. And it hadn't been good for the Indiana Pacers. NBA Finals last night. The Milwaukee Bucks win because Chris Paul, what are you doing? 16 seasons in the NBA. The one thing you ought to be able to do is take care of the basketball. 5 turnovers last night, but it wasn't really the total of turnovers. It was the timing and the result. With just over 3 minutes left in the game, bad pass goes the other way for a bucket. Then, under a minute to play, under 40 seconds to play, Suns with the basketball, down 2, a chance to tie or take the lead. Paul gives it up, goes the other way for a bucket. All of a sudden, the Suns are up 4, and the game's, for all intents and purposes, over. Booker, like I said, a great night. 42 points. None on 3-point attempts, by the way. Giannis Antetokounmpo, 2 blocks. But it was the timing of that 1 block, right, on DeAndre Ayton that was unbelievable. What a block. A great block. I'm not the biggest fan of blocks. Like, Miles Turner leading the league in blocks, that's not really that impressive, because how many of those blocks on the defensive end wind up being controlled by the Pacers and how many wind up being scored? You know, you got to take the result into account. But the result last night was that Ayton didn't get to convert that alley-oop. The Bucks, they control the basketball, and off you go. They win by 6, 109-103. So like I said, now it's a best of 3. They go back to Phoenix on Saturday. They're playing this series at a plodding pace, aren't they? 2 nights off before last night's game, another 2 nights off before they play on Saturday night. I don't like it. Wednesday, Friday, Sunday. This is the pace I like. That's historic, right? That's what the NBA Finals used to be, and I dug it. British Open, right? The Open Championship from Royal St. George's, ongoing right now, started at about 3 o'clock this morning. So if you're one of those people who has trouble sleeping, you roll over, put something on TV, and nothing's on, you wind up watching Turner Classic Movies because they got some kind of film noir thing on with Robert Mitchum, you know, and that puts you back to sleep. Now, you got something that's on that's cool. The British Open, early. How much fun is that? Jordan Spieth, I told you yesterday, at 20-1. I'm not predicting he's going to win, but at 20-1, that's good value for Jordan Spieth. He was 3-under when we came out to do this. So there you go. Jordan Spieth doing good work. Brent Venables, the defensive coordinator for Clemson. If you want an argument for paying college athletes and for the NIL rules that have changed within the NCAA, Brent Venables, as a defensive coordinator for Clemson, is going to make $2.5 million. He got a $100,000 raise. And on ESPN.com, it says, you know, the raise is only $100,000, blah, blah, blah. $100,000 is a lot of money. Are we out of our minds? I think we're under attack. $100,000 is like, well, 2.4 to 2.5, who cares? Are we out of our minds? Have we gone completely around the bend and crazy? I think that we have. But Venables is going to make $2.5 million, the highest paid assistant in college football. Assistant coach is making $2.5 million. And the athletes, the schools pay for a desk. I know they get cost of attendance, most of them. And then you've also got now the NIL deal, which is really, really good. And here's the way it works in two directions, all right? Allie Patberg, the terrific point guard for the Indiana Hoosiers, my favorite Hoosier, regardless of gender, over the past 2 years, is going to hold a skills clinic in Bloomington on Sunday, August 15th. It's $40. There are going to be 2 sessions, 25 people in each session. And I'm telling you, it's not just for girls. If I'm a boy, I'm going to it too, because I want to learn what she does. I want to know what it is about Ellie Patberg that allows her to play that freely and with that level of joy. That's what I want to figure out. I want my kid near that energy for 2 hours. For $40, more than worth it. So Ellie gets some money, and people in Indiana who want to have their kids kind of learn from her, they get the opportunity to do that. That's a win-win. That's the way NIL can work really, really well. So she's putting some money in her pocket, and it's going to be enough money. When I went to school, my expenses were roughly $250 a month. Wouldn't that be great? If you could live your life today with an expense line total debits going out the door, $250. That included rent, electricity, phone. We had phone bills back then. Cable, although cable, if you were clever at Walnut Knolls Apartments in Bloomington, Indiana, it didn't cost you anything. That's the way it went. Bradley Beal's going into the protocol for COVID. May not be able to play in the Tokyo Olympics. I could care less. I don't enjoy watching Bradley Beal. I got to tell you the truth. That's just the way it is. If the United States can't put together a healthy and competent team to win the gold medal in the Tokyo Olympics, something's got to be done with USA basketball. And I would suggest separating Greg Popovich from it. The guy's an ass, and he doesn't belong in association with USA basketball. I don't like him. So let's move on from Greg Popovich. And instead of being the ugly Americans in the Olympics, let's be competent Americans, but pleasant to be around as we play basketball and compete like hell for national glory. How about that? Let's celebrate some birthdays, shall we, on this Thursday. I've just had it up here with Greg Popovich. What he did the other day in that post-game press conference, golly, it was an exhibition. What are you worried about? Be a human being, and don't treat people like speed bumps. Gary Jarrett, happy birthday. Jimmy Lefakis, happy birthday. Lenny Davis, the great Cliff Saunders, celebrating a birthday. Happy birthday to Cliff. Scotty Johnston, celebrating a birthday today. You know, he's been at Emmis since Emmis bought WIBC and WKLR back in 1994. One of the few guys left standing from the time that purchase was made. The great Chris Knox, celebrating a birthday. Chip Gagne, Chris Knox's birthday was yesterday. Chip, happy birthday. Roland Teresa, happy birthday. William Williams, Dave Christie, Justin Hendricks, and the great Kevin Lynch, celebrating a birthday. If today's your birthday, you celebrate like hell. If it's not your birthday, you celebrate somebody else. That is best done with an honest and specific compliment today. Inside Indiana Sports, about 3 o'clock. Can't wait to talk to you then.